It is time to dive in. DC Current presented by LABI. Congressman Garrett Graves joins us now. I want to start out with the congressional map being thrown out. I need your comments, and I need more than I told you so.
Now, look, Brian, I think the decision really speaks for itself. The map that was drawn by the legislature largely resembled the exact same map that the Supreme Court of the United States threw out as a result of it being unconstitutional. And so, I think the decision speaks for itself. And I think what's most important is that we focus on actually not on distractions, but focus on trying to address a lot of the major problems that Louisiana is facing. I was just in Texas in the Dallas area last week for a few hours, traveling around, looking at development, looking at what's going on there, explosive growth, looking at the problems them having of, oh, maybe we overbuilt road capacity. I mean, to have those sorts of problems compared to the scenarios that we have in Louisiana, where we have a lack of opportunity, to where we have massive infrastructure needs. I think we have major crime and education issues. We have an uncompetitive tax code. Our insurance rates are outrageous. Look, we don't need to go out and create more problems for ourselves and play these games. I think what's most important is that we all come together, that we focus on the true needs of Louisiana, and that's what we're going to do. If people want to play games, they can play them by themselves.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest. This is DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Couldn't agree more, Congressman, but when it comes to the map, though, this came down from Judge Shelley Dick and was interpreted how it was interpreted. Now that it's gone, what's next?
Well, so obviously all that's up to the court, but as I understand, they're pulling all the parties together, and they will be doing basically working together to create a new map. I believe the decision that they put together last night calls for it's called a status conference on May 6th, and I know that the court and the state, from what I understand, were targeting a date of May 15th and trying to get a new map. So, you know, again, look, our role in this is doing our job and representing folks, and that's where we're going to stay focused and not get distracted by sideshows.
We got Congressman Garrett Graves with us. All right. Well, with that being said, since we're kind of in a state of wait and see, let's focus on some of the things that you are working on right now. I know we've been talking about the FAA a good bit in recent weeks. Where are we at on that?
Sure. Yeah. So look, there's a lot of really good, important things going on right now. So first of all, yeah, FAA. And a lot of times people, you talk about the Federal Aviation Administration and, you know, people's eyes glaze over. But this is all about the passenger experience. This is all about getting more efficient travel, getting more information to travelers, those people that are out there trying to travel with their families, trying to do business travel, trying to travel as tourists, and having all of these flights canceled, people being mistreated because they're not being given the information or because we have an inefficient system. So we have legislation that we're trying to finalize with the Senate. We actually released our first package on this after, remind you, this bill passed the House back in June with a strong bipartisan vote. And so we've been negotiating with the Senate since that time. I think we're very close to a final agreement. And it's all about bringing in new technology to where you get a better passenger experience, to where you get more efficient air travel, to where we're helping to facilitate new entrants into market, everything from drone technology, when it can come in after hurricanes, after disasters, where it can scan pipelines for leaks and potential problems, using or harnessing the technology for the good of our community, and using advanced technology to where you'll be able to ultimately be able to for people to fly around in these advanced vehicles, where you could be picked up in locations or in urban areas in your front yard. I mean, just really amazing technology on the horizon. So this bill is all about harnessing technology to improve the convenience, to improve information that folks have to travel safely, to travel timely.
When you talk about harnessing the technology, how much of that is on the front line by the customer, by the passenger, and how much of that is like back of house technology? Because I feel like there's a lot that we don't get to see, and we end up, I don't want to say we end up taking it out on the people who are in front of us, but that's a two-way street. But the conflict and the problems seem to be in two different places.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Brian, and we've all seen those viral videos of people going off on airplanes, going off on ticket agents and others, and you're exactly right. That direction is often misplaced. Because here's the scenario. The scenario is that information may have been known hours ahead of time, what weather patterns were doing, what was going to happen with bottlenecks and air traffic control. But by the time that information is relayed to passengers, folks have already moved in a direction, you know, as though they're leaving as scheduled. And so next thing you know, people are waiting at airports. People are sitting around with their family, or they're stuck. And this is all inappropriate when you have technology, when air traffic control knew about these things hours in advance, making sure that the information is conveyed to the airlines, making sure that it's readily available or accessible for passengers to where people can plan accordingly. Oh, I can wait and leave an hour later, things like that. And so a lot of it is back of house, and what we're trying to do is bring transparency to that, make that information available, and ultimately get it to passengers as quickly as possible.
We got Congressman Garrett Graves with us for another couple minutes. This is DC Current presented by LABI. Am I reading this right? There's an update on a VA clinic that we need to get.
Oh, Brian, this one, so frustrating. We've had the opportunity, you and I have had the opportunity to talk about exciting news, and this has taken years, I mean, just literally years in the making, where we have been working to get an expanded and consolidated veterans clinic in Baton Rouge. There are two clinics in Baton Rouge that are separated right now. So again, our goal is get them consolidated into one facility and offer expanded services to where our veterans don't have to drive all the way to New Orleans to get certain types of medical or mental health or dental or vision type of services. So we've been very excited about this. We actually had to get appropriations. We had to change the law because of this very technical obstacle that had been holding things up for a few years. And we got everything fixed. And so we were rolling along. VA was cooperating. And next thing you know, they just come back and said that, oh, we actually think that the costs are going to be too high. And Brian, look, you and I have talked about costs being too high on road projects, on the Comey project, on coastal restoration projects, flood control, you name it. We're seeing costs come in too high on everything, and it's because of the inflation that we're all experiencing. It's why grocery prices are high. It is sort of related to energy costs. Energy costs more of a driver, but in any case, It is amazing to me that things say, oh, we didn't realize that costs were going to be so high. How could you not realize that everything is higher, and it's because of the excessive spending that this administration is out there doing? So they now are basically saying that they want to push pause after years and years of development. They've got RFPs out. We've got sites selected, narrowing it down to just a few sites. We told them early on we were concerned about some of their criteria. We thought it was going to drive costs up. And they kept plowing forward. So now they're at the situation, they're at the point to where they want to press pause. All this does is further victimize our veterans. It puts the new clinic that they deserve, that we've been fighting for, changed laws for, got appropriations for years now, it puts that further away. So incredibly frustrating. I'd actually met with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, talking to him about this, raising these concerns, yet they continued plowing straight into this mess that we're in now. Totally preventable. So we're trying to basically get this thing unstuck and get the bureaucrats to plan this thing the right way.
So if cost is the biggest problem, or if cost is one of the problems here, historically, have construction costs ever go down? How does pushing pause solve that?
Well, obviously it doesn't.
Right.
And as you know, we've sat here and talked about, I mean, heck, the Comey project went from the Comey diversion or flood control project went from $342 million to $974 million, a tripling in cost. Every road project we've seen has skyrocketed in cost. John Bel Edwards, our former governor, has said that the, quote, increase in funds from the infrastructure bill were going to be more than consumed by construction inflation costs. Said another way, it wasn't going to benefit the state. I mean, these are all things that were so predictable. And we started waving the yellow flag to Veterans Administration years ago, raising our concerns about the strategies they had put forth. And so it doesn't solve the problem. What they've got to do is they've got to be more realistic about their cost projections that are in line with everything else that is skyrocketing. Now they know what it's like to be an average American that can't afford to make ends meet because all of the costs around us are going up. So we're trying to work with them to put a more rational strategy together that won't stop this project, but rather reconfigure it in a way that that makes it make sense and still, most importantly, stays focused on the benefits to our veterans.
Last one before I get you out of here. Why am I being told to ask you about the National Environmental Policy Act?
Because just yesterday, the White House released 489 pages of new rules. Great light reading if you have a chance. Yes, I'm kidding. This is a result of a negotiation that I led back in May of last year that totally rewrites the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process. Brian, this is the law that results in the average road project taking 7 years and 3 months to go through an environmental review. Said another way, delays, 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 bureaucratic red tape, sandbags. And so we were actually able to force the White House into agreeing to a maximum of a 2-year timeline for environmental impact statements, the thorough analysis, and the more cursory reviews would be limited to just 1 year. Those are known as an environmental assessment. So you would either have an environmental assessment of 1 year or an environmental impact statement of 2 years, allowing us to focus on building projects, to getting solutions in place. And they just finalized the rules yesterday. As with a lot of things this administration does, they did, in my opinion, break our trust, and they wrote things in the rule that were inconsistent with our negotiation. A lot of things in there were also good and will help, but we are going to be working to try to force this back into the confines of the negotiation we had, which is really focused on making sure that when we do these reviews, it's about the environment, not all these other delayed tactics and things that are designed to slow down or stop projects.
Well, that's not important at all because we're not trying to build a new bridge here in Baton Rouge, right?
Build a new bridge, build flood protection projects, restore our coast, protect people from hurricanes. We could go on and on. This is a ubiquitous or a process that applies to absolutely everything. And it has just become the worst process ever after years and after decades of being in place. Bureaucrats have just filled it with all kinds of things that don't matter or are not priorities or aren't focused on the environment. And that's what our negotiation did. It made it refocus on the environment and on the right things and not all these other do loops that have delayed and cost so much money.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves. We call it DC Current. It's presented by LABI. We do it every week. Congressman, I always appreciate the time, sir.
Brian, thank you. Take care.